SBWA.
4RJN, what's up, Steve?
John, so did you guys ever decide if you're going to be on the net Friday night?
Friday, this Friday's my anniversary.
Ooh, that's going to be a night in reserve for the sweetheart.
Like I told Dave, I said if I run the net on the night of my anniversary, it'll be my last anniversary.
When your birthday comes around, it might be your last birthday, too.
Won't live that long.
I know what you mean. Listen, I got a couple of guys here in my shack, and I was showing them my radios real quick. So say hello to Jeremy.
Jordan.
And Jordan. So I'm trying to get them interested in ham radio.
Whatever Steve tells you, don't believe it.
He figured that out, John. If you ever need any landscaping work, Jeremy's the guy to talk to. He can do all kinds of good stuff. So you didn't say. When are you going to be back on the net?
Let me look at the calendar here. 13th March, that's the second Friday in March. I had to swap with Dave the 6th so that, because I got to play that night.
I just told these guys how far you are away. I did have them on there, and I was talking to a guy in New Jersey, and I was showing them the signal from South Orkney Island, and when I told them how far away you are, they were just kind of laughing. But so the date is, say again?
Say again, over.
Yeah, I said, give me the date one more time. These guys were laughing in the background when you tried to tell me. They were laughing at me about something.
Second Friday in March, which is, let me look, the 13th.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to start on Friday the 13th?
Right after I walk under a ladder and pet my black cat.
Oh, boy. Nah, you'll do well. All right, well, good enough. Well, I'm going to bail off of here. Just to let you know, the extra class is going real well, and I'm hoping to get my license here before too long. So, anyhow, that's going real well, and everything else seems to be going real well, except for my driveway. And that's why I've got Jeremy over here. I got a bad wash problem, you know, where it goes down the hill there by the building.
It got washed out pretty good, as I recall that elevation. But, yeah, so you've got a pond in front of your building then, right?
No, it runs down to the large pond down there at the bottom of the slope, and it washes my driveway out. So anyhow, I'm looking at relocating my driveway, which is what Jeremy's here for, and he's going to give me a fantastic daily double old park discount price. Yeah, I'm sitting down waiting for the price. Well, anyhow, I'm going to cut on out of here, big guy, and I'll be there on the 13th. Goblins or not. So, I'll talk to you later. 73 is KN4BWA. Clear after your final.
You have a good day. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN. Clear. Or SSG Mobile.
SSG, KN4BWA.
KN4BWA, this is Ken from Brevard. How you doing, buddy?
I don't check anymore. You know, I'm for the most part, partially retired, or retard, and I just don't check anymore, brother.
Yeah, let's see, you're up in Inman, right?
Yes, sir. I'm over here in Inman, just off of New Cut Road. Now, this is Ken in the extra class, isn't it?
Well, I wish I was doing an extra class. I do want to get my extra, I'm just a general, but no, I'm not taking any class right now. It must be a different Ken.
All right. Yeah, we got a fellow named Ken. It sounds a lot like you in our extra class. And we do that class every Tuesday night for 17 weeks to get our extra. It's pretty good. You ought to look into it. But that'd be a pretty good hoof to get down here from Brevard. Are you in Brevard now?
No, I just passed through Greenville. In fact, I came up Stone Avenue, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can figure out where that scrap yard is that Steve was talking about. And I tried to pull it up on my phone, and of course about 10, you know, aluminum recyclers came up, you know, all around that area. So I'm like, well, I think I'll just head to Brevard for today.
Tell you right now, it's Ideal Surplus, and I can give you a phone number if you want it.
Well, I don't have anything to write on. I bet you I can find it, though, but it's Ideal. I ought to be able to remember that. Have they got any helmet-sized stuff?
Son, they got aluminum of just about every size and length that you can think of. They got square tube, round tube, all kind of sizes and weights.
Cycler or retailer or a little bit of both?
If it's metal, they'll do it.
Well, I got tons of mast material, you know, I guess what you call on a yagi. Here's what I've been thinking about doing. I want to build a yagi and be able to point it towards Mount Pisgah. That's the one repeater I can't hit. And I don't even know if there's any activity on it worth a hoot or not. I guess I ought to figure that out first.
You talking about 145, 190?
It's 760.
Oh, that's a different. Oh, I thought you were talking about Mount Mitchell. And Mount Mitchell repeater is 145, 190. And I'm going to tell you something, Bo. That's the Wild Wild West.
Active up there?
Think of it. You'll hear it on there. And I'm not sure that I want to know what all you can think of. Because they've already thought of it.
That sounds rather interesting, because I can think of some crazy stuff, but, Mount Mitchell, that's pretty high up, I mean, and I could probably just about line of sight it, but I just don't think I got the power in this little mobile to hit it.
Hey, I hit it with a handheld from Inman, and if you're over on Poinsett, near Paris Mountain, as long as you're not in the shadow of Paris Mountain, you can hit it with a car mobile easy.
And I'm pretty much in that area. I'll have to tune it up. What was that frequency again?
145, 190. It's the Mount Mitchell repeater.
190. I wonder why I can't ever seem to get Mount Pisgah. Because it's just... I can see it off in the distance, and I'll be darned if I can hit it.
Smart Alec can tell you, you just ain't holding your mouth right, but I won't do that. Nah, there ain't no telling. Matter of fact, I'll just have to go over there and see if I can hit that one afternoon. Listen, I'm going to bail out of here on you, bud. I got two guys standing around that are landscapers are trying to get me straightened up, so I was just showing them the radios for a minute. I'll back out on you. This is... KN4 BWA, clear after your final, 73.
KN4 BWA, 73 to you, Steve. Enjoy talking to you. Catch you next time. KN4 SSG, clear.